The last phrase from the book of Isaiah of today's reading. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you the potter. We are all the work of your hands. So beautiful. God is our Father. We are the clay. And God is a potter. We are all the work of His hands. Recently, I watched an interview, American program. A religious sister interviewing a priest. It's common in the United States, a very private video. So that priest is religious. He share his experience. He said, when he was ordained, after 10 years, once he met an accident. He was nearly killed. And by that time, he experienced his soul already before the Lord. But there is a pronouncement. You have to go to hell. He knows that he didn't do the right thing all through his priestly life. He agreed because he didn't do his work well. But then he said, he heard a voice, a woman's voice, give him another chance. So then he survived. Now he shared his experience. He said in the first 10 years of his priesthood, he tried to work hard, not for the Lord, just to show off he is better than the other priests. Inside, he has not at all any spirit, no prayer at all. Also, he committed sins that he didn't share what kind of sins. But after that experience, he understood that we cannot live just superficially. He changed his life. When I heard this experience, he's a priest, I'm a priest. I think I'm a little bit older than he, but not much older. But we encounter the same experience. At times, we're very easy to do things just to show off, but not necessarily interiorly. We change ourselves not that much. And I'm glad that I was sent to Canada to work for 6 years. And then I met a woman who had stigmata, 5 wounds. One day I visited her. She asked me to write a small letter to Jesus. I did. After some time, Jesus give me the response. The message is simple. The message is ask me to stay each day for 1 hour before the Blessed Sacrament. That's a message from Jesus for me. This was already 10 years ago, more than 10 years. I try to work it out. It helps. So true. The psalm says, Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved. Psalm 18, verse 4. So true. When I heard these words, I did not pay so much attention towards my prayer. I do some prayer, but not that for one hour adoration. It never happened. Only during retreat time, then I stay in the chapel for more than an hour. The rest of the time, I tell myself, I'm too busy. That's a problem. When priests lack of time to pray, that means we don't have the presence of the Lord. Because we preach, share the priesthood, especially in a special way, the priesthood of Jesus. And Jesus, his priesthood, is not to show off, is to live by each human being with the intention of loving each person with the heart. Many times we cheat ourselves. I cheat myself. I say I did well, everything is good. But after this experience, staying before the Lord, before the Blessed Sacrament, things change. So true. Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face. In the Blessed Sacrament, we see face to face with Jesus, and we shall be saved. Saved is not just the future. Saved is now. I can experience that kind of tranquility, that peace. And I remember one of the phrases Jesus promised. You do it, he said to me. I mean, through the message, I will look after your parish. And that was years ago in Toronto. Because as you know, I was new to the place. Many things I don't know how to deal with. People, things. So true. I just spent 1 hour each day before the Blessed Sacrament. Before I left the parish in Toronto, most of the things are settled, especially financially, because we owed money from the bank to build the new church. For that 6 years, I managed to give back all the money to the bank, except the money to the diocese, because the diocese, just nominal phrase. They didn't spend much money. But all the bank accounts closed. We don't have any debt for the bank. I didn't do it. Jesus looked after it. Among the people, there's so many cultures, in a sense that we are Chinese, but cultures from Taiwan, cultures from China, cultures from Hong Kong, and cultures from local Canadian, Chinese, so different, we are so different. One color, but four areas of different thinking. It's hard, but so nice. So harmonious, our relationship. I didn't do anything, but just to be myself. Of course, you have to think something. You have to work a little bit harder. But Jesus is the one who at the back. When you feel Jesus is with you, you have a better sleep. You have a better relationship. You know, that's not you do it. Jesus will do it for you. So anything encounter, that's Jesus' promise. And this word from the Psalms, Lord, make us turn to you, let us see your face, and we shall be saved. And also so true, the words of Isaiah, that was 500 years before the Lord was born. O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you the potter. He is the one who makes us. No matter time, before Christ, or after Christ, anytime the Lord is working in us, He is our Father. He knows everything you need. But at times, we have to ask, we have to share with Him. Once, you heard about the name of Sister Faustina, Saint Faustina. She's the one who promotes the Divine Mercy. Once Jesus asked Faustina, why don't you share with me your hardship, your difficulties? You didn't ask much. And Faustina said, "Lord, you know me all through. I don't have to say what Jesus told her. I know, of course I know. But you tell me it's your part." That means to say, we have to extend this relationship, dialogue, communication to the Lord. Last week we celebrated the kingship of Jesus. In fact, he's not a king. He's a lover. He's the one who listens. He's the one who embraces. He's the one who forgives. Sometimes the kingship means kind of authority. No, he never used any authority towards us. He washed the feet of the disciples. He just asked, "You do it. Wash the feet." You should have supper. He just washed the hand. And Jesus washed their feet. You can imagine how much love Jesus for each one of us. So today, we start the first day of Advent. Change your life in the death of Jesus. The light is a symbol. Light is the... Unless you have light, otherwise you cannot give light to people. Our light is from the Word of God. Don't be afraid of the Word of God. Just one word. Keep it. Hold it. Nourish it by it. You will see. If you're fortunate enough, you have time, come to the Blessed Sacrament. If after Mass, you have still some more time, go into the chapel, sacramental chapel. Stay some more time. Thanksgiving. When you have time next time, when you come, usually we have the adoration inside. Exposition, Blessed Sacrament. Come into the chapel and say hello to Jesus. Just say hello. From heart to heart. That's what Jesus is yearning for from us. So let us start this kind of journey with the Lord in His presence, in His love.